is out there,
but out there is very big.
You've never been good at finding things.
You once got lost in a boot.
How long is the delay today, Paddy?
I can't tell because it mutes your claps in my ears, and I have to close my eyes to keep time so that you don't distract me.
Ah, that's fun, isn't it?
It's good, isn't it? It's a good system.
I'm just looking at the sound waves in front of me of my recording, and that little laugh I did just looked like a little sort of, a little sort of heartbeat. It was so kind of neat that you see on, you know, the start of an episode of Casualty. Anyway, hello, welcome to the podcast. This is Happiness is Out There with Johnny and the Baptists, formerly making Paddy happy, but we gave up on that.
Yeah.
speaking of Paddy, hello, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm Gen Alpha.
What?
I'm Gen Alpha now. I've got new trick. They're the ones after Gen Z. I learned that today.
Oh, when you said it, I thought you meant Jen, as in like short for Jennifer.
Yeah,
I thought it's just a new
character.
For
yeah, Jennifer Alpha. Yeah. No, I learned about
Hello,
Jen Alpha.
I'm Jennifer Alpha. I would like to show you my Alpha Romeo.
Before we start, I'm going to explain. Paddy has had COVID, if you can believe it, and he's been incredibly ill, and it's his turn to be ill, which is very sad for him. And so we're just going to do a very short episode. We're going to do this main one, and then we're going to go over and do the Patreon one this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're only doing 15 minutes ago, and I'm setting a timer starting in a second. I was about to start, but then I thought I'll set up the rules first. And the reason for that is I just don't want to overuse Paddy's energy levels.
Thank you.
And make sure that he's okay. But also, we really wanted to do something and catch up. So, are you ready? Are you ready for fun? 15 minutes of fun starting. Ready?
Yeah. Now.
Oh. Hello.
Hi.
Right. How are you, Pads?
I'm very. oh no, I'm wasting time. I now feel the weight
such,
of time marching out before
pressure.
Me. I'm okay. I've tested negative, which is great. I'm in my quarantine room, which I've cleaned.
Okay.
And it's all very retro, this COVID. But I am, I no longer have any of the horrible physical coldy, flu-y symptoms, but I am very confused and tired. But that is sort of, I'm used to that, but this is worse.
Sure, but this is much worse. You're sort of dizzy and fatigued.
Yeah, I feel
that's,
like my dad.
Just two other words for what you said. Yeah. What, just generally? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but I'm okay, and I'm delighted to be doing this, because I've been very bored and lonely for a week. So
yes, so you're in your flat, but you're not in your flat.
Yes, I got back from Edinburgh, and I was feeling so unwell on the train, and I tested. I've been testing every day in Edinburgh, because everyone was going down with COVID. It was fine, and then I got back to the flat, and I rang the bell, and then Benny let me in upstairs, and I said, just before you meet me at the door, I'm going to run to the bathroom and do a COVID test, just in case. And I went, and I was positive. So we set up a little room in the study. Which
the annex.
The annex, you know, which is this little sort of little cave we have that's filled with boxes that we haven't yet unpacked. And then I stayed there for 6 days, and it was and Benny was brilliant and feeding me and bringing me lots of things and making sure I was okay. But it's very lonely, and I'd say, if anything, it was more lonely because I was aware someone else was in the house, like living their life.
That makes sense.
And you feel like a pain in the arse as well, because like,
I'm sure.
Yeah, you can't do anything for yourself, and like. Every time you like
have
go
you
to
been,
the bathroom, I had to bleach.
Are
it
you allowed or, to go to the bathroom?
I am.
You have to use a little box.
Between the hours of 4 and 4:30 a.m., I get a window with a sort of pulley system that I can get it to the toilet through. Yeah, no. We had to text each other, and then I would clean the bathroom thoroughly every time I went, and I was wearing mask and gloves the whole time. Because I can't afford if I make anyone sick with this, I'll feel dreadful, and most of all Benny, because I just don't want to do that. And
do you wear? Yeah. Do you hold your breath all the way across the corridor?
Yeah, exactly. I've got very careful, and we shut all the doors, and then I could go down the corridor into the bathroom. And it's just been shit, mate. But now I'm allowed back outside, and I went for a walk to the park. I bought some Lucozade. It's all go in the Jervis Lombay household.
Well, that sounds bleak AF.
Yeah. But, you know, I had some salami. I had some salami yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I had some fuet iberica.
Can you have salami when you've got COVID?
Well, by the government rules, you shouldn't. But I figured.
what are the COVID charcuterie rules?
you can't have any. You can only have salami. You only have Spanish salami. So I had to get the Iberico stuff.
Yes,
which was fantastic. But yeah, I'm all right, man. How are you? How are you?
How are you? Well, I'm pretty good actually. Not to try and rub it in. But I met up with a friend on Tuesday. I know, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
We had lunch, and she said to me, this is the most you've been like yourself for about 4 years. And I think that's it was quite an eye-opening statement, but I think it's sort of true. I feel like I've come through the tunnel, by which I mean both my kids sleep at night, and for the last 5 years there's always been somebody up in the night, and suddenly of the last 6 weeks there isn't, and I think I'm forming memory again and starting to retain information and learning things, and I'm just not a fucking horrible mess, which is lovely.
That's cool.
And I'm also very aware that I was not, because I'm still at quite a basic level of competence. You know, I think I've got a long way to go before I'm, you know, back to where I was, which wasn't great.
Yeah, sure.
But it made me realise I must have been quite... I mean, so, for example, my friend, who I had lunch with, Tori is her name. She's not a Tory. She's just short for Victoria. Well, she's not short. She's about 5'9". But that's... No, this is the point. The point is that she came to stay in the April or May of 2022, which is only a year and a bit ago. And she stayed the night, and we went to a soft play, and we did some things, and we hung out, and I can't remember any of it. I don't remember her being here. Like, it's that doesn't exist. I was so tired. It's gone. And I realised I was like that for quite a long time, whilst also making shows. So God knows what they were like.
Yeah, I mean, they were pretty good. They're pretty sweet, man.
Yeah. How?
What? I don't know.
How much did you do?
I did a lot, but also, oh, I don't know. It was just like, I don't know. It's not even like, oh, you were wonky for a few years and now you're back. It's nothing like that. I just think it's different. It's different stages of stuff, isn't it? It's just like the bits that we move through, and it's not that our personalities go wrong and then get better. It's like we have to shift through them a bit. And
well, it coincides because I had children and then I immediately started therapy because I was like, oh my God, I can't handle this, and need to. And then I got sober, and so I was sober for 4 years and in therapy for 4 years, and what I learned is that I'm actually not an alcoholic. I just had severe ADHD and used to kind of drink to do that. Once I started taking the ADHD meds and I sort of tried having a drink again under kind of quite a safe environment, I discovered that actually it's not really a problem. I'm not addicted to alcohol. I'm just, I used to try and do things to control just the sense of overwhelm that I got from the ADHD. And the free NHS speed that I now take covers that for me. And I can have a glass of red wine occasionally. Again, but like lots of things. Anyway, but I suppose what I'm trying to say, and this is the big point, is I did therapy. I completed it. I'm fixed. Yeah. No, but what I think, I've been told this. Okay, I've been told this a lot, but I still didn't quite believe it until now. Which is, if you do therapy, you're a lot worse for quite a while. Until you're better again. And then when you're better again, you're a lot better. But I was happier pre-therapy until about now.
Yeah.
So it's been a really hard, awful road.
Sure.
Because I used to not deal with it.
Yes. Well, that's key.
Honestly,
yeah.
I loved.
Yeah,
I
great.
So good at it.
I know. Brilliant. Like a lot of practice. But it's kind of like that's something interesting about therapy, isn't it? It's like you've got like a when your headphones are all really tangled, but they sort of work.
Sure. Like,
but then therapy, I don't know, you've got to like untangle the headphones and like kind of like with Christmas lights, when you're untangling them, you're like, this is worse because there's now suddenly lights everywhere and you keep finding more knots and stuff like that. It has to look a lot worse before you can straighten them out. And then after Christmas, they're fucked again because you put them in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
and
sort
you're
of
not
how I
put
feel.
Them away sensibly. Well, the thing is I come from a long line of people who like to avoid the problem.
Okay.
It's quite something ingrained in. I'll give you a good example, which is my mum. So my grandfather, my mum's mum, died in 2013. So in 2013, it was right. So 10 years ago.
Mm.
And so about 15 years ago, so towards the end of his life, but he was still in pretty good shape. It was 2008. My mum went to stay with him and he lived very far away. And she went to stay with him. And she was like, how are you? You're all right. And they had a nice afternoon. And then they had dinner. And he went, right, it's bedtime. Here's your torch. And she was like, what? And she said, I've got a torch for you and a torch for me. And she said, why have we got a torch? She went, oh, the lights don't work upstairs. None of the electricity does. And she said, how long has this been the case? And he went, oh, I don't know, 2 years? She was like, well, what do you mean that? And he was like, I don't know why, but it doesn't. It doesn't matter. I've got a torch.
Yeah.
I don't plug things in upstairs. I've got the downstairs. Anyway, so my mum then went to the fuse box and opened it and flipped the switch that had tripped 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Now, she was very good at doing that for him, but he wasn't willing to do that for himself. And I feel like that was a good example of my family's attitude to self-care.
Yeah.
when I came home from university, a long time ago, and I came to see my mum, I remember opening the kitchen door, going into the kitchen, and he had this huge cupboard that was a larder of food. It was just a big, tall cupboard, and it just had one big door, and it was just hanging really dangerously on its hinges, on one hinge, you know, kind of hanging, leaning into you as you're sort of, you know, protruding and looking very... And rather than fix it, my mum had got a piece of paper and blue tacked to the door a note. And the note said, remember, cupboard is broken. My mum's perfectly capable of fixing that. So I suppose that's my background.
Yeah,
that's my family history. That's my type. And for the first time in my life, I have tried to fix the cupboard rather than just write cupboard is broken.
That's nice.
And and it's taken 4 years for me to even vaguely use the cupboard again.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
What did you find in there?
A lot of... sadness.
Yeah, it's like an old meat.
Hundreds and hundreds of tins of self-loathing.
Yeah, yeah.
And regret.
But luckily, all expired.
All long expired, but no one could bin them.
Yeah, because you'd mixed all the labels up by accident.
So you couldn't find the one good thing that was in there, which
those
was
pineapple chunks.
Tuna. Yeah. Oh, but you know, pineapple chunks with tuna.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's such that. What a positive, lovely thing to hear.
So that's my story for today. And I know you've got COVID, so it really sucks. But but I think, you know, like when this is over, you are on a better road than you were mental health wise.
Yeah. Well, I think I completely agree. I think that I was just talking to my brother about this on the phone. I think it accidentally helped me realize some things, and I think it was the illness talking, but it also made me start to deal with some things that maybe were true anyway. Basically, we just did Edinburgh. I'm sure we'll probably talk about this more in the Patreon, but we just did Edinburgh Fringe,
The Edinburgh Festival Fringe.
The Edinburgh Festival Fringe. And we had some lovely shows, with lots of lovely people coming to them. We had like nice stuff. And it wasn't like our normal one. We weren't like hungry for reviews or bookers or anything. It was just like Paddy and Johnny will do some stuff. And arguably that's always what we do. But like lots of great people. We had one review that we didn't ask for and it was lovely. And
did we have a review?
We got 5 stars in the comedy guide or something, British comedy something.
Oh, nice.
It's very cool. A really nice, right? It's one of those really nice write-ups that just, you know, lists all your punchlines.
Oh, I love those. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. And then they do this bit that culminates in this and it was a year's work and goodbye. And anyway, it was very nice. But what I realized whilst I was there is we had a system where some nights I was staying with you and some nights we were staying with you in Glasgow and some nights we were staying at the at sort of student dig kind of accommodation. And I was like, oh, that'd be really cool. So we'll have these chill nights where we go back to Johnny's. We can have some proper home-cooked food and see the kids and hang out and stuff. And then we'll have some cool nights in town where we can get pissed and we can go and see a late show and da-da-da-da-da. And what I immediately realised being up there was that I was far more enjoying the nights at your house than I was the nights, you know, on my own in this student digs where we'd have pints and then go out. And it was, and I think I think it was because I was starting to feel unwell. I didn't have COVID yet at this stage. I was knackered and it was probably the first festival, and I know this is probably bollocks, but where I felt old.
Yes, I understand that.
And we were in the student digs with some lovely people, but they were all 10 years younger than me. And they were all doing their first fringe and they were doing, you know, and there's a sort of different energy around like a sort of student digsy house. And we were having pints after shows, but actually the only people I wanted to have pints with were you, James, and then a handful of comics who we know and love, and then our production team and our technicians.
They were wonderful. We were very, yeah, we were really blessed this year. We worked with some really special, special people.
Really,
and it was a joy when we got to hang out with them. Much more of a joy that than seeing new faces. Not that there is anything wrong with that. We're just old, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just, it's a bit set in my ways. And I didn't want to drink 10 pints and then go home and get up at 5 p.m. the next day. And I was like, I actually did. All the things I'm enjoying about this festival are the things that I have year round, which are my friends and like getting to be on stage and do a show, sure, but I wasn't in the like fringy vibe. And after a week, yeah, I was like, thank fuck we didn't do the month because I am not feeling good about it. And then I got home and got COVID and was like, ah, maybe it was just that maybe speaking, but it has made me consider at least. And I said the same to Walter earlier. I was talking to him, and without sounding like a prick, he's headlining Reading Festival tomorrow, Leeds Festival on Saturday, and then Rock and Sen in Paris on Sunday. Yeah. And he hasn't been on tour for a few years. And he was like, Pads, mate, like, it's brilliant, but I'm playing these festivals. I don't know anyone else on the lineup. And it's like a novelty that we're a band playing the shows. Like, everyone else is a singer-songwriter or an electronic musician. And he was like, he's like, there's always like cool 20-something-year-olds who are all like, you know, excuse the idea, but like blasting through cocaine and they're like getting hammered and everyone's like partying and, oh, we've got to go and see this person at 2:30, this person at 4, then they're headlining at 7 so we can catch that show before our set at 8:40. And Walt was like, I just want to like sit on the bus and have a can of Guinness with my friends and then we do the show
and then we're
knackered and the next day we might sort of visit a temple. Like,
yeah. To make this story make sense to those of you who don't know, who are listening at home, Paddy's brother is the lead singer of Counting Crows.
Yes, he's the crow. He's the maths guy. My brother is Tori Amos.
He's Tori Amos, the pianist behind Cornflake. Yeah. No, your brother is the bass player in math rock punk kids Foals.
Yes.
They are none of those things anymore. They are now 40-year-old grizzled rockers.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, look, this is the end of episode 0.1. No, this is it. No, wait.
Yeah.
No, this is bollocks.
End of part one.
The timer went off. I didn't want to interrupt your story because it was lovely. In part two over on Patreon, we're going to talk about more things. The thing I really want to talk about is Edinburgh and the week that we had up there because it was great and we learned a lot. And I just want to say one thing, which is that you were saying how you had more fun sort of doing the things that you would do with your friends. Do you know what the best two times for me this during the Edinburgh Fringe was? One of our oldest friends, Stuart Goldsmith. He's 46. No, one of our, he is 46, but that's not why. He's one of our friends. Well, he's been a friend on the circuit for a long time, and he's a really special person. He's got two kids. I've got two kids. And I think my favourite 2 hours at the Fringe this year were the 2 hours we spent in the park watching our kids. Because it was really nice to catch up with a friend. We're both at a similar sort of stage of life. His kids are a bit older, so he's able to kind of be like, don't worry, this bit gets easier. Or, whoa, watch out for that. But also, we talked about the job, and we talked about the world in the way that people talk about their other things, but it isn't the priority. And I really enjoyed that, because in the Fringe, normally, it's like the only thing that matters is what you're doing, and you go a bit mad. And it was nice not going mad and just going to a play park and hanging out with a lovely person and their wonderful family. Right, if you're a Patreon supporter, subscriber, keep listening on patreon.com/Johnny and the Baptist. If you're not, you can join for as little as £5 a month, which works out as something very good, like, you know, it's like 120 or 25, I think, per episode of this. Plus, there's more than this. We do videos. We have threatened to do a cookery show, which we will eventually do, but we haven't.
You get free album downloads, free tickets.
Free album downloads. You get free tickets. You get a picture of Paddy in the nip.
Yep.
You get a recipe card for making an omelette without eggs.
Yeah.
And you get all of our left shoes. So for us, it's a real problem because we have to hop on the right foot.
Yeah.
But that was the deal we signed with Patreon, and
they only take 80%. Yeah,
they only take 80%. So they will, you know, all you really get is the laces.
Yeah.
Okay. I love you, Paddy.
I love you too, Johnny. I'll speak to you in 35 seconds.
Goodbye.
If happiness is even real, then
finding it is not for you.
But it's never too late to give up. Everyone will only let you down. What doesn't kill you will hurt you. Do you really want to take the risk? What goes up must come down. So maybe stop going up altogether. What goes around comes around. So why not just stay in your chair for